Now, the most important thing I want to tell you about this depreciation is that the asset must be owned and the asset must be used. So the most important thing to claim the depreciation, the most important condition to claim the depreciation is the asset must be owned and the asset must be used. Now, what is the ownership? What is ownership? Ownership means you have got the right to have the asset. It is your asset. You own it. You have purchased it. You have acquired it. You have taken it. That is ownership. I purchased this office. I paid for it. Who is the owner? I am the owner. Ownership means you have acquired it. You own it. Now, the asset must be owned. And not only the asset must be owned, the asset must be used by you, by the businessman, for the purposes of business or his profession. It must be used for the purposes of business or profession. If I simply purchase a car and the car is lying in my garage, I don't take out that car for my business. Even if I own the car and I don't use the car, depreciation shall not be available to me. There must be two conditions. The asset must be owned and the asset must be used. Now, what is the meaning of use? Now, I want to ask you a question in ownership basis. Let us understand. What is ownership? And what is use? I purchased this office from Mr. X. I paid him rupees 10 lakhs for this office. But the papers, registration papers, is not in my name. Again, I purchased the office from Mr. X. For rupees 10 lakhs, I gave rupees 10 lakhs to Mr. X. And I started using this office for the purposes of my business. However, the office, the papers are still in the registrar's office in the name of X. I have not transferred the papers in my name. I have paid him. Can I own this asset? The papers are not with me. The papers are still in the name of X. Income Tax Act says, India Cement case, Supreme Court, that even if the office is not registered in your name, but you have paid for it, and this asset is shown in your balance sheet as your asset side, even if you have not paid it, shall you not pass the entry office account debit to Mr. X or to cash and bank? Even if the registration has not taken place, you can claim the depreciation. Ownership is necessary, but merely change registration does not disen, non-registration does not disentitle you. Non-registration does not disentitle you. From the depreciation, you will get the depreciation. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand the concept of ownership. I have purchased a car by taking loan from a bank. The bank has financed that car of rupees 10 lakhs. Can I say that I own that car? And if I use that car for my business, can I claim depreciation? on that car which is financed by the bank? The answer is yes. Because now it is not the bank's property. It is your property. What you have to pay to the bank? You have to pay only the principal amount and the interest to the bank. Do you need to take the permission from the bank? Sir, can I change the color of the car? Can I change the tire? Can I go to Lonavala? Can I go to Mahabaleshwar? Can I go to Pune? You can't. You won't. Why? For all the purposes, it is your car. Bank is only your creditor. Bank does not own the assets. The registration of the car shall be in your name, not in the name of bank. And you can claim the depreciation. My dear friends, I want to tell you, ownership does not mean that registration papers are not there. You will not be able to claim the depreciation. You will be able to claim the depreciation on this. I came to the word use of the asset. I have a car. Do I use it for 365 days? If I use the car for 365 days to claim the depreciation, I will not be able to do any business. Because I will be in the car only throughout. So use does not mean whole use, everyday use, every minute use. Even if use is there for part of the year or only even for one day, even use if it is partly used, then also the person will be able to get the depreciation. It is not necessary that the asset must be used throughout the year permanently, consistently, constantly. It's not necessary. So please understand the concept of depreciation. The asset is subject to depreciation provided the asset is owned by you and the asset is used. Now, if I use the car for my personal purposes, shall I get the depreciation? No. The car, the office, the computer, the motor van must be used for your business, or profession. Unless the use is for business or profession, you cannot claim the depreciation. It is a rule. Is that clear? This is how we understand. So, we have seen, in order to claim the depreciation, the asset must be owned and the asset must be used. Now, mind it well, the most important thing, that the depreciation concept is on written down value. Now, what is written down value? Written down value means actual cost of the asset. Actual cost of the asset less total depreciation claimed over the years. The difference between actual cost of the asset and total depreciation claimed over the year is written down value. This written down value is defined in a particular section of income tax, that is section 43, subsection 6 of the Income Tax Act. This is how the depreciation has to be claimed. However, this is given under section 32, subsection 1, subsection 2 of the Income Tax Act. However, in case of if an asset, there is a power generation business, power generation or power generation and distribution, then in case of power generation assets, if the company is engaged into power generation or power and distribution of the power, then the depreciation can be taken by that company under straight line method. This is given under section 32, subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act. This is how we have to understand. So in all the cases, depreciation shall be on WDV, returned on value. However, in case of power generation undertaking, on those assets, the depreciation shall be as either at the SLM or at the return down value. You know what is the meaning of return down value, which is defined under section 43, subsection 6 of the Income Tax Act. Having explained to you this, now I want to tell you that depreciation, how you will go ahead with the concept of depreciation. Under Proviso 2 to Section 32, Subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act, what Proviso 2 says, that if the asset is acquired and put to use for less than 180 days in that previous year in which such asset is acquired, in that case 50% of the normal depreciation shall be available, shall be allowed. Again, I will repeat it. If the asset is acquired and put to use for less than 180 days in that previous year, in that case, 50% of the normal depreciation shall be allowed. Now, dear friends, what do you mean by this particular concept? In that case, 50% of depreciation shall be allowed by virtue of Proviso 2 to Section 32, Subsection 1. Let us take an example. I have purchased, this is my previous year, say 1/4/2012 to 31/3/2013 is my previous year. I purchased an asset in the month of say 15th November 2012. Say I purchased a motor car for rupees 10 lakhs. Understand, this is my previous year or financial year. You know very well what is previous year. Previous year is defined under section 2, subsection 34, read with section 3 of the Income Tax Act. The previous year means the accounting year or financial year or what you call it, previous year. It must end on 31st of March. Now, if I purchase the motor car from this is my financial year. I purchased the motor car on 15/11/2012 for rupees 10 lakhs. The cost of the motor car is 10 lakhs. The rate of depreciation is 15%. Mind it well. Where the rates of depreciation is given? The rates of depreciation you will not find in the Act. The rates of depreciation are given in income tax rules. If you will see rule number 5, sub rule number 1, in appendix 1, the rates of depreciation are given in this appendix. Now the rate of depreciation of motor car is 15%. But my dear friends, I purchased it on 15/11/2012. Now, for how many days I used this motor car till the end of the previous year? Have I not used the motor car for less than 180 days in this previous year? The answer is yes. If I use the motor car for less than 180 days in this previous year, I will get the depreciation at the rate of 7.5%. Why 7.5%? Because 50% of 15%. Now, my yearly depreciation, I will get the depreciation on this motor car for this previous year, Cost of the motor car is 10 lakhs rupees. Less depreciation, 7,50,000. Now, this will be my total amount. 7,50,000 will be the amount of depreciation. ₹2,50,000 shall be my WDV. Why I got 7,50,000? Because the rate of depreciation is what you call it 15%. So this is not 7,50,000. I'm sorry, this is 75,000. Now, so the car was purchased at 10 lakhs rupees during this financial year. On 15-11-2012, the car was purchased in the very same previous year and has been used for less than 180 days during this previous year. The normal depreciation rate is 15% as per rule number 5-1, which is prescribed in appendix 1. Now this 15% 50% of 15%, which is 75,000 rupees. So I will get the depreciation of 75,000 rupees since the car was used for less than 180 days. Now in next year, I will get the full depreciation of 15% on this car, which is called as this. So my dear friends, please understand, if the asset has been used and which is acquired and used during the same financial year, both the condition must be fulfilled. In that case, you will get the 50% of the normal depreciation. And asset is what? Any asset, whether it is building, whether it is machine, whether it is plant, whether it is furniture, whether it is tangible, whether it is intangible, whether it is know-how, whether it is patent, whether it is franchise, whether it is copyright, whether it is whatever. Any asset shall be subject to depreciation. Now, if the asset, let us assume a situation that I am the tenant and I have taken a building on rent for my business, and this building is not sufficient, the space is not sufficient. I construct the additional floor on this building with the permission of the owner, and the cost of construction is 50 lakhs rupees. The building is not mine. I have constructed with the permission of the tenant. Now the question arises, this place is also used by me for my business. The question is, can I claim depreciation on this 50 lakhs rupees, which is a construction on the tenanted building? The answer is yes. The assessee can claim the additional depreciation as per explanation 2 Income Tax Act. So, capital expenditure incurred by the lessee shall be subject to depreciation in the hands of the lessee on restricted to the capital expenditure. Now, next thing I want to tell you about depreciation is additional depreciation. What is additional depreciation? Additional, extra, more. Now, there is a rule that under rule 2A of the, under section 32, subsection 1, subsection 2A of the Income Tax Act. If the new plant and machinery is acquired and installed, if the assessee acquires new plant and machinery and is installed after 31st of March 2005, in that case, the assessee shall get something beyond the normal depreciation in the form of additional depreciation at the rate of 20% on the actual cost of the asset. So if the plant and machinery is acquired and put to use, then additional depreciation shall be allowed. But not all the plant and machinery shall be subject to additional depreciation. If the plant and machinery is in the form of a ship, if the plant and machinery is in the form of aircraft, then additional depreciation shall not be allowed to them. However, in any other asset, the additional depreciation shall be allowed. Now, my dear friends, if I use a second-hand plant and machinery, which is either imported or has been used in India, then additional depreciation shall not be allowed on second-hand plant and machinery. If I install plant and machinery in my office, not in my factory, why this additional depreciation is given for the production? But if I use the plant and machinery in my office, then additional depreciation shall not be allowed to me. If I purchase the vehicles, then additional depreciation shall not be allowed to me. So this is how we have to understand the concept of additional depreciation. And mind it well, depreciation is always on the block of assets. Block of assets. And block of assets is defined under section 2, subsection 11 of the Income Tax Act. What is block of assets? Block. In society, you will find blocks that persons live together. In the same way, block of asset means a similar asset carrying similar depreciation shall be put in one block under section 2, subsection 11, and the depreciation. Now suppose I purchase computer and I purchase motor car and I purchase office. Can I put it in the same block? The answer is no. Why? Because this is different, this is different, this is different. Not only that, computer is giving you depreciation allowed at the rate of 60%. Motor car, the depreciation is allowed at 15%. Office is depreciation allowed at 10%. This will be put separately in separate blocks. Now suppose I purchase office number 2, then of course it will constitute one block. Is that clear? If I purchase three motor cars, they will come in one block. Block means group of assets having similar nature and same rate of depreciation. That is called as a block of asset. And in income tax, depreciation is not given on individual assets. Depreciation is always given on the block. Block means sum of the total assets having the same nature and the same rate. Is that clear? So this is how we complete the journey of depreciation. One thing more I would like to tell you, that depreciation under explanation 5 is a must. Even if the assessee has not claimed it in the profit and loss account, it is the duty of the income tax officer to provide that depreciation on the assets and then only calculate the value of that. So this is how we complete the concept of depreciation.